Traffic accidents and car malfunctions happen all the time. Many happen unexpectedly, which is why they're called accidents. And usually the no-fault law in Michigan makes it even harder to get your car worked on when it isn't an accident, thanks to insurance companies not having to foot the bill. That's why you need Victor Moncada and his superb towing and auto body shop. To contact him, here's the phone number, 989-482-7747. Or you can email him anytime at vixtowing@yahoo.com. That's vicstowing@yahoo.com. If you're in a fix, contact Vix. This is a MaderCast special presentation. We now turn the microphone over to Jerry Mader for this special introduction. Jerry, sir, the microphone is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to another MaderCast. I have to smoke my little pen because I'm still waiting for my pipe to get hot. How are you? I'm doing great. I just got done. Well, didn't just get done. This happened yesterday, but I watched good old Mississippi become college world champion. Yeah, I know. Well, I could have said it this way. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P in your eye. Anyway, that's what they did to Oklahoma. They went pee-pee in their eye. The Rebels. What's that song about a rebel yell? Anyway, there was a lot of that going on in the game. Oh, yeah. They had a good old time. Not until the fucking eighth inning. They didn't even call it right. See, when you go on the field, folks, and you play baseball, you need to play better, ass clown. All right. No, they tried. I'll give them that. They really did. And congratulations to Ole Miss. Yeah. Yes, sir. Congratulations to Ole Miss. That's the Rebels kicked the Sooners' asses and showed them what happens when they get pee-pee in their eye. Okay. Then they got the warts later on, you know. They got... Oh, man. Poor Skip Johnson, though. He really tried hard to be optimistic. Tried. He did. You know, you can't really complain, though, because those guys can fucking play. Duh. And, of course, we got to give it up for the commentators of the game, you know, the guys that actually do work, unlike me. No, really. Scott Graham. This is the trio you had yesterday. Scott Graham, Kevin Kubler, and on the field, the beach ball hater. Ladies and gentlemen, John Bishop. No, I gotta give him hell about those damn beach balls, though, because those beach balls ain't hurting anything. They make the game easier to promote other, you know, stuff. Like, if you have to promote Granger, for example. or texting and driving, or whatever the hell you want. You have a chance. You have a very, very big chance. It gives you enough time to talk about the play. So the last play happens, and maybe you get a home run or something, and then some asshole throws a beach ball on him. Some asshole throws a beach ball on the field, and then you're like, well, I guess we'll just keep on talking about the play while this bullshit gets off. They should do that in more games, like hockey games, for example. Except instead of that, maybe they can, instead of using beach balls, maybe they can put a basketball on the hockey field and hit the fucking scoreboard! There's an idea. That should be done. Oh, I hate them scoreboards. I hate scoreboards. Except when they don't make any noise. If the clock doesn't make sound, I can be as happy as a fucking clam because I know there ain't gonna be... I mean, I'm trying. That's a, like, warning buzzer, man. That's nothing you should be using for a scoreboard. Because, look, you're watching a great game, right? You're just enjoying the hell out of it. You know, you're just really enjoying the game. Okay, you're having a ball, right? You're blasting, man. You're going through, man. You're just having a ball. All of a sudden, bah! What the fuck was that? Is there a fire in the stadium or something? I mean, that's the first thing I think of. Because what did we learn in school? When you hear, you're supposed to go outside for a fire drill. But then you go to a game. Then you go to a game like basketball. What the fuck? Who the fuck ever thought of using that for a basketball game? Anyway, you go to a basketball game, or you go to a hockey game, or a volleyball game, and you hear that sound and go, oh my god, that means my team's gonna win! Then you hear the announcement over the loudspeaker.
There has been a fire in the building. Please, please, everyone, get out of the building!
No, that's the scoreboard clock. No, it's really the fire alarm. No, it's not. It's the scoreboard clock. No, it's really. I'm telling you, the lights are blinking. Nah. Nah, we got this, you know. We're just going to hang out and watch the game. Hey, dickhead, get out of the building. Why, man? I'm watching my basketball game. No. Come on now. Gutter's playing, you know. We got to watch old Hughes hit the bucket. You know. No, you don't understand. It's really a fire. No, it's not. It can't be. The building isn't really burning. This is a joke. No, but for real. That kind of sound does not belong in a game. It belongs on the wall. I mean, isn't that what we're taught, though, when we're in school? I mean, buzzer goes off, you go out. Buzzer goes off, you run your ass off because you know what it means. But no, in all seriousness, shut up. I'm trying to talk here. You fuckers keep on laughing, and I'm trying to be serious here. Come on now. Fuck. No, but I really can't stand that sound because I have PTSD from that sound, and a certain commercial needs to be 86 from the Cubs games because it does that, and I'm trying to watch my game, and then buzz. Flashback! Damn it. No, really, though. I'm not trying to complain, right? I enjoy my games, but and I was nice to them. I messaged them and I told them to get that shit off the air. I think they heard me because ever since I said that now, they play the stupid commercial at the end of the baseball game. So big thanks. Wait for it. I'm actually going to thank someone. Can you fucking believe that finally? Thank you, 670 The Score, for not torturing me. Or whoever's job it was. Oh, I can't talk over top of the laughter. I forgot. I'm sorry. Not! Anyway, I'm gonna smoke my pipe. Hang on, I gotta take a hit now, because I just had a flashback. Woo! Alright, I feel better now. I'm not gonna die. Maybe that's what I should get. I should get a buzzer for my pipe. What am I, fucking nuts? I don't want one. No. No, I don't want one. No. Fuck no. Could you imagine if DJs could swear on the radio what kind of things they might say? Like, ladies and gentlemen, the song you just heard was fucking bullshit! the song you just heard, I can't fucking stand it, but here you go anyway. You dumbasses keep on fucking requesting it, and I don't fucking like it, so stop, will you? Got other things to do than put up with your fucking ass requesting stupid shit. Yep. Story of my life. Nobody gives a shit. Anyway. No. But, all in all, that game was fucking great, it was. It was. In the words of the great Harry Carey, holy fuck! I mean, holy cow! I did it, finally. You're clapping because I did it. That's great. What a great studio audience you are. No. But he's right, though. You know, you can't swear on the air, and it's kind of hard not to when you see something really cool like a home run going flashing by your head at 1,000 miles an hour. Woo, shit, that was close. But you know, I've heard now they're going to allow the word shit on the air. They do it all the time on Bar Rescue. You always hear John say shit. But I dare them to have him say fuck on the air just once. And it will get his show taken off the air. And a better program can come on. No, I don't like that guy. He kind of seems like an arrogant dick. But he has a reason. I'd be an arrogant dick to some of these assholes too, right? But I'd be meaner. No, literally, I would be mean as hell. I would be like, hey, dickhead, your ass is mine. You fucked up this bar. You don't own it anymore. No, and then I'd pick up the entire keg of beer and slam it on the bar owner's head. There, dickhead. Here you go. I'll fix your bar. I'll fix you, too. No, no. You know, but Bar Rescue has its place. It should be on pay-per-view because I think it's a great show. And I think it should be on pay-per-view so John can say whatever the fuck he wants to and not be judged. Yeah. John Tapper. Cool dude. Real cool dude. And no, someone has to rip the guy. I mean, after all, he's got $1 million. Yeah. That's cool, though. That's really cool. Anyway, getting back to the game. So, the game went like this. 0-0, top of the first. 0-0, bottom of the first. 0-0, top of the second. 0-0, bottom of the second. 0-0, top of the third. 0-0, bottom of the fucking third. Somebody needs to get a run here. Somebody needs to get a run. 0-0, top of the fourth. 0-0, top of the fifth. 0-0, top of the what the fuck is this? 0-0, bottom of the sixth. Sixth. Fuck, I can't talk anymore. 0-0, top of the seventh. I think the bottom of the seventh is when they got that one run where they fucked up on the replay. Yeah, that. And so, yeah. And then eighth came along and all fucking hell broke loose. Ole Miss hits a run, hits another, and then Oklahoma gets a run, and it ties it up, and then the ninth hits, and holy shit, they smashed it two more times, and they got another run, and then they got another run, and then they got another run, and then, you know, shit happens. Damn! And then, you know, that happened, and then they won, and then, that's the best way I can call the game. Now, why wouldn't you get runs at the beginning of the inning, or maybe even the next inning, or the next inning after that, or fuck it. But they didn't. They didn't. And that's okay. That's okay. We can live with it, you know. And so, now, ladies and gentlemen, the champions of the College World Series is, drum roll, please. Fuck it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Anyway, congratulations to the Mississippi, the old Mississippi Rebels. Give it up. Yay! I did that on purpose, by the way. I know you keep on hearing it. If you do keep on hearing it, it isn't my fault. It's the computer's fault because it isn't doing its fucking job. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me, folks. Cocksucker. Piece of shit computer. I'm done fighting with it. Anyway, y'all take care, be well, and thank you again for listening to this special presentation of the MaterCast. No, let me do it like that old drunk guy does on the game, because he really gets on my nerves. But this is how it would sound if he was recording my
This has been a special presentation of the MaderCast.
Yeah. Can you talk any fucking slower? That guy needs to be axed. Anyway, I digress. Whatever the fuck that means. I'm Jerry Mader. He's been Drew Graham. And we wish you good day from the Mader Radio Network studios in Saginaw, Michigan. This has been a special presentation of the College World Series from the MaderCast. Thank you. Good day.
Questions, comments, email Jerry Mader right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Unless you piss him off first anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast, themadercast@icloud.com. So, why not compose a letter? Or whatever in the hell they call it now. You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaderCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaderCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Graham, speaking for Jam and Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone. Jerry Mader owns the copyright to, or has a valid license for, the contents and information contained in this podcast with all rights reserved. All podcast downloads are offered for non-commercial and personal use only. You may not modify or reuse the contents of the podcast for public or commercial purposes, including the text, images, audio, and video without written permission.